Thursday Night Football with John Giles.
Johnny Giles is a national treasure. When he speaks, I mean, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. When he's on the show, I was in the car the other day. I parked the car and I sprinted into the house and turned on the radio. I love listening to him. I love Johnny Giles.
John Giles, every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the Go Loud app. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
We got Graeme Souness on the line. Graeme, a very good morning.
Good morning.
Let's kick things off with Manchester City against Real Madrid. It certainly feels to me that Manchester City fans were probably been sitting a little easier had this second leg happened before lockdown. Things have changed a bit since then, not least how good Real Madrid have been since the lockdown.
Yeah, they'll be playing with their tails up because of the Liga. And confidence, because everyone's different, but confidence generally gets worse. You know, such a boost. The problem for them is they're missing the talisman in defence, Ramos. I fancy City. Yeah, I mean, City have their own issues defensively, but I think for Ramos missing for Real Madrid, I think that makes, and giving City a head in the thighs. So I think you got a fancy, City there.
It feels like a really phenomenal chance for City to get over the line this year, Graeme. They've made no secret about the fact that this is the holy grail for them over the last few years.
Yeah, they've won the league. You know, they've won the Premier League. So this is the one that they crave. I mean, me personally, I think it says more about you if you win the Premier League than the Champions League. So, but they right now, this is a number one target because they've never done it. You know, it's the most glamorous cup you can win. So all the attention will be, especially where the format is now. Yeah, they'll want to win it desperately, but you know, so do Bayern Munich. So does everyone left in it. You know, Bayern Munich say they think they've got a God-given right to do well in this competition. There'll be no pushover. Real Madrid will fall into that category as well. You know, they've won it 13 times, so they think they've got a God-given right as well. But City have a great chance. But it's just, you know, we know that City are vulnerable at times. You know, the problems had at the back still exist. That's not going to change. I worry for them if Aguero is not playing, because I think he's a couple of levels above Jesus that steps in for him. So I think they'll do it, but you just never know where Real Madrid. You know, they're capable of going there and digging in. They've got their own flair players. You know, Benzema's on fire. So it's a hard one to call, but I'm making for City with the advantage they have.
Has there been
De Bruyne, of course.
Sorry, Graeme. Has there been a common theme over the last few years as to why Manchester City have tended to fall flat in the knockout stages of the Champions League?
Well, you can't say they've fallen flat. I mean, last year against Tottenham, they were just so unlucky. You know, the goal that was allowed, Raheem Sterling, that was disallowed, and then you got the big, Spanish centre forward whose goal was allowed to stand, and after a long, baited decision by VAR, they decided to give it. I think I look back and they were unlucky again, and the year before I think they were lucky against Liverpool. So they might feel it's their year. It's not that fallen flat, it's just on the night, and it can happen. Things don't go for you. You know, if he makes a mistake, people at VAR make a mistake, which is unusual. So yeah, you know, it's just what can happen on any given night. But anyway, when you look at the teams that are in it, you know, there's, you know, come back, I always play the German team, you know, they're so bloody consistent and dogged, and if they can get ahead of you, you know, they can keep you there, you know, keep you under the heel. So I've got a sneaky feeling for Bayern. They're another team, I've won, end up winning their league with a bit to spare. You know, they'll take some stopping as well, because they'll be playing with their tails up.
Yeah, just on the City thing, Graeme, like you've mentioned some of the frailties that they have there. You've mentioned defensively, obviously, and they've looked to address some of them already ahead of next season. Obviously, Arsenal found a way to beat City in the Cup not that long ago, and like some pretty, you know, big things that came out of that, obviously putting the squeeze on the ball. You mentioned some of those players like De Bruyne and Gundogan and putting pressure on those, and maybe the same with Silva. Is there something, a team like Madrid who have all the players and all the class in the world to be able to repeat that, is it as simple as a copy and paste job there? Is that the secret?
No. You go back a couple weeks before that, Arsenal played them in the league, tried to play the same way got beat convincingly. They just had a good day, and City had maybe a few players that were having an off day, and that can happen in a one-off game. There's no set plan. You can't come up with a set plan and say, this is how we're going to beat City every single time we play them, because every single game is different. You know, the game I saw Arsenal play against them, they tried to take City on at their own game, and they came unstuck, you know, which is high press, win the ball further up the field, you know. But on any given day, it could work, but you can't say it's going to work every time. So I think Arsenal had a particularly good day, had a particularly good day against Chelsea, although Chelsea contributed to their own downfall. City are a team that's filled with some really world-class players. No mistake about it. And on any given day, they could beat anyone out there, convincingly. I mean, they're that good. That's whether that's going to happen tonight, and if they get through tonight, and the next few games they're going to play. Don't let City out of it. But I think a big thing is for Aguero to be back in the ranks.
Yeah, and when the Aguero day is done for Manchester City, what a job it is in terms of finding a replacement. You've mentioned the drop down to Jesus as quite significant. I mean, David Silva leaves the club this summer, as has been spoken about quite a bit. It seems that there's a bit of work to do off the pitch this summer, Graham, in terms of...
I believe they were caught last year. That's what I believe, whether I'm right or wrong. I had someone who's semi-in the know. I think company... I think they committed the money, big money, $65 million for Cancelo early on. They were committed. So they've spent the money on defence. And then, you know, because he loves his throwbacks, doesn't he? He sees them as such a bit of the game going forward. And I think the priority, and it's very easy to attack, but I think it was obvious. Vincent Kompany was giving you a dozen to 15 games a season. So you're thinking, even if he stays, they've got to get another centre-back, because you've got Otamendi. You know, we know what he is about hit or miss. John Stone, he's not sure about Laporta and his Vincent Kompany. So to go out and spend $65 million, and it doesn't look like he fancies him now a year in, I think it was maybe a mistake. So I think you go out with the priority. It should have been a centre half. Anyway, he buys him or he commits to him, and then Vincent Kompany says, I'm off. Mm. I think that might have caught them by surprise. So now he's looking at the situation. He must have been thinking, what is the very worst thing that happened to me this season in the back? That would be my best defender going out for a lengthy period of time. And that's exactly what happened. And that happens to you in management. You know, you think the gods are conspiring against you. So Laporta goes out for a period of time, and you get the season to have. They drop Fernandinho back in there. And I think, Rodri might be Fernandinho's class one day. I very much doubt it. But when they took Fernandinho, even at 35, out the middle, they lost something. And yet both at the back, but it wasn't Kompany and Laporte at their best. So I think it's very obvious to look at City and say, this is where the problems last year. I think they will address it. They've just got a young Spanish centre, I think. I mean, they will address it, but, can we drag Liverpool into this? I know it's Champions League, don't they talk about? Liverpool are still going to be the team to beat next year.
Yeah, we could drag them in all day long at the minute, Graham. There's no debate on that. One of the most interesting things is obviously the battle on the sideline as well, right? Like, and I think two lads who teams don't have a huge record against each other necessarily as managers, but have an affection toward each other and all that kind of thing. If you were investing in club tomorrow, which one would you go for?
I don't know. I think Zinedine, first time round, people say, it's an easy job because you've got all these players. He had a fantastic record in this competition. Pep's, what can you say about Pep? I mean, he's obviously special as well, but his critics would say, how difficult was it to win the league at Barcelona? How difficult was it to win the Bundesliga with Bayern Munich? And how difficult would it have been to win the league with City, given that Bayern dominated their league and City had been regular winners a couple of times prior to them arriving at City. So, for him, even for Pep, who's won this competition with Barcelona, he'll want to win it. He'll want to get that monkey off his back, where, people are now suggesting, he needs to win it. It won't be easy. It won't be easy for anyone. Mm. You've got the best teams in Europe left in the competition with the very best one, Liverpool.
if you were setting up that team tomorrow, Graham, you might be, Gareth Bale might be a conversation that you might be able to have, given sort of his how he's kicking back a little bit at the minute. Zidane has said he obviously hasn't travelled for this game, isn't highly documented, and Zidane is saying it's for personal reasons and he doesn't want to go into the reasons behind it. But what we definitely know is that here's a player who's available. And for whatever reason, is sort of, you know, there's a lot of antics going on in the up in the stands. He's making his binocular signs. He's a player who should be in the form of his life, Graham, at that age, one of the best players on the planet, and is flitting away his playing days.
Well, I'm not sure he's one of the best players on the planet. He's talented, seems to get lots of injuries, doesn't play enough games. And I think Zinedine made his mind up early. He doesn't touch it. And I think the top of the story is he's getting that much money there. And the lifestyle suits him. He's prepared to dig his heels in and take the flak, which he must be getting lots of, from the supporters, just to stick it out and say, if you want me to go, pay me what's left on my contract, and I'll go. And I would imagine it's simply down to money. And I think it's good, you know. It's happened a fortnight ago. It's been on for months. The best part of a year now. Maybe is it a year? Must be a year. So he's taking his heels in. He won't pay in if he's going to leave. Real Madrid will say, not a chance. And they're loggerheads over it. It'll be about money. But Zinedine made it plain very, very early on. I think he won in his previous spot because he didn't fancy him. So I know that might sound crazy to Real supporters. I think there's something about them that Zinedine, there's obviously something about them that Zinedine doesn't like.
Do you think, Graham, that there is a way for a professional footballer who is so chilled out and relaxed like Gareth Bale at the moment, happy to take his paycheck, to actually make it back to an extremely high level? Do you lose something? Do you lose the competitive edge, and is it hard to get it back at that point?
Well, he's not the first one to find himself in this situation. I couldn't answer that, because I know that I couldn't do it. I mean, I just want to play. Mm. And for him, I think that might tell you a great deal about Gareth Bale, that, and there's something there that Zinedine sees that he doesn't like. There's something maybe in that, the top and bottom, that someone's prepared just to sit there, take the money, take the flak from the supporters, and just be happy not to play. When you stop playing, you'll never. This is the standard answer you get from any player who's been a professional footballer. It goes too quickly. You know, it's over in a flash. You get to my it just goes too quickly. I mean, you'd have to go and live it all again, the good and the bad. And he will think that one day, because what we touched on it. This is the best player, hardly the best years of his playing career. This is when he should be at his peak. And he's got all the ability in the world, and I don't know. It's not something I could ever. It's not a road I could go down where you're just happy to sit there and take the money.
Do you think he's going to?
Because he is so talented. You think if he could sit down in front, or his agent sits down in front of Zidane, right? What is it you want me to do? Because I want to be here and I want to be in the team. What is it I'm not doing that you're not? You know, that I have to do to make you happy that you're going to play me every week. That I'm going to be undroppable. You know, I wonder if that conversation is taking place, because these are years he can never get back. And he'll hate himself for it further down the road.
Yeah. I was just about to ask it. It does seem that the way you're talking, Gareth Bale could find himself in a position 10 years' time and really regret these moments.
Yeah, so he wins a couple of European Cups and some La Ligas. He ends up, instead of playing 600 games in his career, he ends up playing with, you know, half of that. There's no doubt he's got, you know, you think of the goals he's capable of scoring, you know, his quality, his speed, his power. But there's something in his attitude, and it has to be his attitude, that the manager, who's one of the greats of all time. I mean, I'm not sure, not too many managers, and maybe only these two, Jurgen now, could take their bosses. I'm not going to play him. And they would be screaming at him, but you're devaluing him. He's worth X, and if you don't play him, he's only worth Y. So I think there's very few managers. I can only think of two that get away with that.
Could I just ask you then, on Zidane, Why has he been such a success? It seems that sometimes there's a little bit of confusion around Zidane. Like, obviously he's a legend in that dressing room, and the dressing room is stacked with talent. So there are two very obvious reasons. But is there anything else that you've spotted that has made him the success that he has been as a manager?
Well, I think the single biggest reason this year alone, forget what's happened in the past, is the standards that Barca have failed to get to. I mean, Barca have been a shadow of their team. So it's made life a wee bit easier after the return. They sort of found another level. Madrid, but Madrid is a great football club. It's not the greatest one out there with the greatest history, and they've got some great players still. But it's not like the Real Madrid from 5 years ago. And I think that when you ask me what Zidane has, he will have the respect of everyone in the dressing room. He obviously knows the club inside out. He'll know the game inside out, and you have a way of expressing that, and he's getting his thoughts over that players buy into. So everything about him, everything he's ever done in football is just World Cup winner when he gets sent off. But that doesn't happen to anyone. But he's one of the all-time greats. You've got to put him in the top five, in my opinion, the top five that's ever kicked the ball. And he's one of the players I would have paid money just to watch him. No one else on a football pitch. So everything about him, he's successful. Every guy is successful, and that tells you it's not just luck. It's not happened over one season, two seasons. He just whenever he does a job, he's successful. But I think this year life's been made a wee bit easier for him because of the form that some of the Barcelona players have been in. Because it's only the only real challenge there. I think they've dropped up the pace a bit.
From this vantage point, Graham, who's winning the Champions League in your view?
Can't tell you. I think on any given night, as I've said already, any given night, any of them could have a special night. And now it goes to the knockout competition, especially. You know, where if you have a bad night, you're toast. You know, you're out the door. So it's a really hard one to call. But I think City have a great chance. I think they will beat Real Madrid tonight. Or they'll have to get through tonight. But you want that? You know, you think of Barcelona, and if Barcelona, if they all have a good night, and the little fella they've got as a very good night, then they could win it. They could be anyone. Take Messi out of it, and you're not giving them a chance for me. Forget it. And then Bayern Munich will be playing with their tails up, for sure. Atletico Madrid, as we saw against Liverpool, can be dogged and determined and frustrate teams they play against. But nick it. I don't think that's going to happen. I think between City, Madrid, but I know I'm tipping City to go through. If they didn't, then Real Madrid is a real favourite, but I don't see them getting past tonight because the damage is done in the first game. They have to chase it, and they won't like doing that tonight. And that should suit City, but you can't write them off because of the history and competition. So I'm long-winded way. Okay, I'll try shorter. City, Madrid, or Bayern Munich. I don't see PSG. I think they'll come up short again.
And
although they've got players, I think they'll come up short again.
Right. And Cristiano Ronaldo and Juventus fans will be having a word as well. Listen, Graeme Souness, thanks a million for taking the call this morning. Really appreciate it.
No, it's always a pleasure, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Cheers.
Thanks, Graeme.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.